Looks like we have a full house here as well, maybe not as large as usual. The agenda is not as exciting as it usually is. But I wanted to say now, we've already introduced the committee for the evening. We are still in session. But we are joined by the planning board, and I will recognize the chairman, Peter Dorringer, and if you would like to introduce the members of your committee who are here.
So thank you, Madam Chair. If the waiting room is now empty, I think I am the sole surviving representative of the planning board for this evening's discussion.
Well, we're pleased to have you with us. Thank you for joining us. As I believe this item with the EDC is something you also will be voting on. So let me also recognize that we have a number of members of the planning department. I see Deputy Director Jennifer Kyra. I also see, I'll mention Deborah Balin, who is our Director of Economic Development with the Planning Department. Let me just scroll across, make sure I don't miss anyone. I am looking for, I see Zachary Lamel. I don't see Barney Heath. Am I missing you? Maybe he is not with us this evening. And I also see Andrew Lee from the law department joining us for this item. So I'm going to get back into my agenda. Sometimes I lose my agenda when I switch over to things. Let's see. It's just going to take me a second to get back up to the top. So this is an item that came from the Economic Development Commission. Members of the Economic Development Commission should also be with us. I see Mr. Plottel. Would you like to identify members of the commission? Because I know that this item came from you, at least in part.
Yes, thank you, Councilor Crossley. I am joined tonight by... I'm looking through. I know Beth, you're on, and I think it's just Beth and myself. It's a little bit of a late hour.
Could you say Beth's full name?
Yes.
Oh, I'm
Beth,
sorry.
Why don't you introduce yourself? It's getting to be my bedtime.
That happens.
I'm Beth Nicholas, Madam Chair.
All right. Thank you very much for introducing yourself. So we're taking up right now item 485-20, which is the Economic Development Commission requesting an amendment of sections 4.4.1, business mixed use and manufacturing districts, 6.4.28, research and development, and 6.5.9, laboratory and research facility, in order to clarify inconsistencies in the way research and development is treated in the use tables and definitions. Providing clarity in where research and development uses are allowed is necessary to diversifying Newton's economy, making Newton competitive with surrounding communities and attracting 21st century industries and jobs, and raising Newton's commercial tax revenue and implementing recommendations from the 2019 Newton Strategic Plan. That's a very long sentence. And I know that you've worked with the planning department, and in our packets, toward the end of our very long agenda, backup materials is the specific language you are recommending, and who is going to tell us why?
I'm going to start off, and then I will hand it off to Ms. Nicholas.
Thank you.
But we'll all be available for questions at the end.
Please go ahead.
All right. Just get this shared. Okay, can everyone see that?
Yes.
Great. Okay, so I'm Jen Kyra, Deputy Director for the Planning Department. I'll be presenting along with members of the Economic Development Commission. And as you mentioned, we're here to talk about the clarification of research and development uses in our current code. So this is primarily a corrective measure, as I'll get into in a second. The way R&D uses are treated today is a bit contradictory and a little confusing. Our proposed revisions retain the original intent of that zoning and keep the same distribution of where the uses are allowed by right versus special permit. We're also proposing to make some modifications to the manufacturing definition just to reflect the product and our process development associated with R&D industries such as life sciences, robotics. This would correct some technical inconsistencies and would be consistent with the economic development strategy for the city. So to highlight what the issue is that really instigated this, this is coming from our existing zoning. So this is our use table in section 4.4. And you can see research and development is its own use called out on the table. And it's only allowed in the mixed use 3 zone, which you all know is just for Riverside Station. The definition for research and development is left reserved. However, laboratory and research facility, which is allowed in all of our commercial or manufacturing zones, whether it's by right or by special permit, is defined and is defined as a research and development facility. So this has led to confusion on one hand when trying to determine if a use is allowed because it seems research and development is allowed by special permit in many zones, by right in others. And interestingly enough, laboratory and research facility is special permit in mixed use 3. R&D is by right in mixed use 3. It also can lead to these types of uses passing us by because a look at our zoning ordinance would make someone think research and development just isn't permitted essentially anywhere in Newton without really digging further and then relying on interpretations from the Commissioner of Inspectional Services in order to move forward. The definition is really just outdated as well for a laboratory and research facility and isn't reflecting how this type of use, is really operating today. So to go into a little more detail now, I'll hand it off to Ms. Nicholas from our EDC.
Great. Thank you, Jen. And I'd just like to give folks a little bit of context as to my background. I'm currently retired, but I spent 11 years working for the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center. That's a quasi-public economic development entity in Massachusetts, and I was the general counsel and vice president of education and workforce for 11 years there. So I'm familiar with promoting, anyway, R&D activities across the Commonwealth. So as Jen indicated, our first proposed clarification, and also to just reiterate what she said about we're not changing existing uses. This is a clarification so that people are not confused, so that folks who come to Newton and are considering locating R&D entrepreneurs locating in Newton can see clarity in the zoning ordinance. So 6.4.28 would clarify, would eliminate R&D use from the table and make it one category. We're still working with the law department and the planning department to determine the exact correct language for what we would call it. We want to make sure that everybody is in agreement there as to the proper terminology. In 6.5.9, we want to refine the definition to better align with 21st century research R&D. In some cases, the zoning ordinances are a little bit outdated. And so we want to make sure that people understand what's permissible. And we also are hoping to clarify that accessory manufacturing use can be associated with R&D. And I'll just give you a very quick example. This would be in the case of, for instance, when Moderna or Pfizer were developing the vaccine for COVID-19, they needed to use fermentation tanks or cell culture tanks to develop the vaccine so that then they could manufacture it in a larger quantity but they had to do this accessory manufacturing to perfect how it was going to be manufactured in bulk before sending it off to a manufacturing facility. So that's the kind of accessory manufacturing we're talking about associated with R&D. It's a component of research and development, a small component. In 6.5.11, as Jen mentioned, we want to make sure that we're allowing the types of manufacturing that occur in the 21st century that are associated with R&D, process development, product development. And in 6.7.4, the final one, there's a provision in the code that talks about scientific research and development activities. When I first came across this, I was really puzzled. I didn't know what it referred to. And then after more investigation and speaking with the experts, discovered that it really only applies to civic and institutional uses. It's within that provision of the code. And therefore, we want to clarify that. So the specific language, thank you, Jen. The specific language is included in the materials that were sent to you as part of the memo that the planning department sent. So this comports with or aligns well with the economic development strategy that the full council approved in 2019. Folks may know it as the Camoin Report. And you can certainly read this. This goes through it just quickly. You know, there's a goal and an objective to increase lab space to capitalize on the highly skilled workforce with science background and regional economic trends. Increase office space in Newton, attract and retain companies, and increase the commercial tax base, and really target growth sectors based on Newton's strengths and the strengths of its residents. And bio or life sciences, health tech, professional technical services, including IT. So the clarifications are very much aligned with what the counselors have already envisioned as important strategic priorities for Newton. And why do we see this as a need now? We believe that there's really a unique opportunity right now to increase our commercial tax base with R&D enterprises. As everybody knows, there's an exodus away from high-cost urban areas that's been accelerated by COVID-19. We think, you know, obviously folks like to live closer to where they work, and we believe that more developers of R&D will be looking at parcels in Newton to see if they might have opportunities to move out of, say, Boston or Cambridge, where the costs are very, very high. Secondly, Massachusetts is an R&D powerhouse. And I just give one example in biotech, because that's what I'm most familiar with. This data comes from MassBio's 2020 Industry Snapshot Report. It's a thriving industry. And we're hoping that Newton can leverage some of that strength that has been occurring. And lastly, as I mentioned, our residents are highly educated. They're well aligned with these higher skill and higher wage jobs available in R&D, and they could benefit greatly from more development in that arena. And then I'll turn it back over to Jen to close us out.
Okay, thank you. So just to wrap up, what we're hoping for next steps is ideally to set a public hearing for this. And then we'll continue to refine this language for working with the Economic Development Commission members, but also with the Law Department and experts in the research and development field, on tweaking and wordsmithing the language to make sure that we're getting this right while still keeping the intent of the original language. So we're all here happy to answer any questions. Thank you.
Thank you, Jen and Beth and Philip as well. I'm sorry, Beth, your last name isn't there and my memory's short.
Oh, that's fine. It's Nicholas. That's perfectly all right. No problem.
Okay. I have one question to start, and I see some hands are up. I mean, this sounds really important. And first of all, I want to thank the commission for being so proactive and practical minded. And, you know, we have lots of things we need to correct in our ordinances. We're talking about that all the time. And so thank you for identifying these issues. If this is something that is possibly causing businesses to pass over us because they think we're not allowing, is there, I wonder if Ms. Balin wants to speak to this as well. Is passing the ordinance enough? Is there some way we need to advertise that Newton's open for business in this respect to maybe get over years of people's having already looked at our community, seen the ordinance and said, oh, you know, I mean, I don't imagine that folks who are looking to establish businesses in different communities are constantly reading the ordinances that may or may not change in those communities to, you know. So I wonder if there needs to be any sort of, along with passing this when we do, in whatever form, some kind of announcement. Has there been any thought given to that?
So I think that would be next steps. I do think that we do need to get the word out. It was a little bit easier when Newton changed its zoning with respect to our DNA. If you recall that discussion, it was to put Newton from the gold category for mass bio, from silver to gold. I do think that it's possible to get the word out to the industries that this is now open. The reality is that I think the interpretations that have been made allowed it, but as development attorneys will tell you and developers, that if you look at the bylaw, as Jen explained, it's not clear at all that research and development is allowed. And when you take a first glance without thinking about it, it appears it's not. So this is a really important step, and the EDC was very careful to stick to the parameters of a corrective change at this point. There are probably other things that we should do going forward, but this is an important first step, and we do need to get the word out once we do it. That will be an important part.
Okay, thank you very much. I see several hands up. I'm going to begin with Councillor Baker, then Krentzman.
Thank you. I guess my question is in two parts. One is just the definition where it is exclusively for civic and institutional uses. I'm just trying to understand. I thought you were talking about what it sounded to me a commercial use, and the additional language seems to limit it to civic and institutional. That's a clarification. And then I have another question after that.
Okay. Sure. If I could respond to that, Councillor Baker. This particular provision, the 6.7.4, is in the civic and institutional use category within the ordinances already. You're absolutely right that our clarification relates to commercial uses. This is intended to, when I read this initially, I was thinking, well, what does this relate to? What is this for? What is this provision for? And I was totally confused. And then someone on our, I think Phil perhaps, Phil Platel, our chair, indicated that he thought it was for hospitals or for maybe academic institutions. So we're adding that to essentially emphasize that it is within this category of civic and institutional use, essentially to reiterate where it already is located within the zoning ordinances. Jen, I don't know if you want to.
Yeah, sure. Thank you. I can follow up on that as well. So if you look at the use tables under the public use and open space section, and also the use table in the residential section, both of them under civic institutional uses reference science research and development activities, and they refer to this section 6.74. And then if you follow that, section 6.74 has some language that goes along with that in the back. That is only, that language under scientific research and development activities in 6.74 only applies to civic and institutional uses. it's a little confusing, and someone trying to understand our zoning and looking for what they need to do for research and development may come across this and try and figure out where it fits in. So we just wanted to add some language in there that this is just applying to civic and institutional uses. The definitions in 6.5.9 for laboratory and research facility does fall under our industrial uses in our commercial and industrial zones. If that clarifies at all.
Well, let's say that there's an opportunity for a further conversation, I suspect, with the law department. So I just would urge that. I think the basic point that I am trying to gather from this is that you want to allow a certain limited manufacturing and research and development in industrial and certain business zones. I would be cautious about obviously extending those into residential zones without real clarification. I don't think that's your intent, but I
just want to make
sure.
Not at all.
And then I think the other part is when you get done with this, it's obviously needs a little bit of a kind of a, when you come back to us, a little bit of a map so that somebody who says, I am about to do X, where do I go? And you can direct them to the right place. I think
that's a good idea.
They're on the right track, but I would dare say that even though this is the kind of thing that people like me find kind of interesting, and that may make me a suspect by definition, I would urge clarity. I want to channel my colleague, counselor from Ward 3, who speaks on this topic from time to time. So that's it.
Thank you, Councillor Baker, Councillor Crinsman, and then Mr. Dorringer from the Planning Board.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I agree with Councillor Baker. I'm agreeing with him a lot lately. This is interesting, which obviously means clearly that he is just getting younger and younger. I wanted to ask two things, actually. One, do we know how this came about? Was this the MU3 that was passed years ago, or was it the MU3 that we just recently passed that caused this confusion?
I believe it was the first MU3 that caused this. And I've spoken with Mark Development around ensuring that we're not accidentally undoing anything at Riverside. And they weren't even using that research and development use as part of the recent project. They have a special permit for a laboratory and research facility as part of that approval.
Which, beautifully done, Jen, because that goes right into my second question, which is, we understand that Mark Development is actually going to be coming back. I don't think they've filed yet, but they're going to be coming back to modify that special permit. And so I guess I just want to make sure that we are cognizant of that and how we handle this zoning, given that they may be applying particularly under that zone, under the new zoning, the old zoning, whichever way it is for, you know, the project they may be looking to change.
Absolutely. We're coordinating with them for that reason, but also just as they have experience in this field in trying to attract these uses currently, and they have been doing research around this and the zoning in other towns and communities nearby. So they are taking a look at this. They're taking a look at this, and our clients are taking a look at this, and will be giving us some feedback on the language as well.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If I could mention that 2 years ago, when I was with the Massachusetts Life Sciences Center, I and our then CEO met with Mark Development folks to encourage them to look at R&D uses within the Riverside project. And I know that they'll have to come back and amend the special permit, but we have been trying to plant the seed, Madam Chair, that Newton is open for R&D.
Thank you.
That makes sense. Thank you.
Okay.
Can I just ask one final question? I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's very quick, very quick. If I could just be sure that I think the clarification we are making would correct and say, if we're looking at MU3, the only thing this would do would clarify that a special permit is required. for these particular uses.
Correct. Correct. And they had already asked for one as well as their,
you know, right, which is why I think there's no disagreement about that.
So they weren't concerned with that at all.
Okay, neither am I. Thank you. Appreciate it. Thank you, Madam Chair. Sorry.
Okay. No, thank you. Mr. Dorringer and then President Albright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I just wanted to enthusiastically endorse all these corrections and minor changes. I too stumbled badly over the meaning of civic and institutional uses. I think I understand the limited use to which and reasons for which this was placed in the revisions, but I do think that the language ought to be a little bit more affirmative in the institutional and civic uses section to say, to drop perhaps the term exclusively, because that has a very firm sound as a restriction of some kind, and mention at the end of that phrase, as well as industrial and commercial uses as mentioned in sections whatever. So that if anybody should stumble across this one by accident, they wouldn't be deterred, but they would be reassured that what they were planning to do in the commercial and industrial area was correct.
That's a very good suggestion. Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. President Albright and then Councillor Wright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I want to add my thanks to the Council, the Commission, for bringing this to our attention and for trying to make Newton a better and friendlier place to work and develop. So thank you for that. If memory serves, I think the Chamber had a session on a workshop on this, maybe time telescopes, especially since we've been home for nearly a year, but I think it was maybe 2 years ago, and it might be worth your while to run whatever language we end up developing. And I think Greg Reedman would probably have the list of participants. There was a panel, and there were some people from Newton on the panel. So it might be worth running these changes by some of these people to see if we're going to be making the kinds of changes that we need to do for the people who are in the field. That would be a suggestion of mine. And the last thing is, are you going to show us the language before we set the hearing? Is that, because you said the next step was the public hearing. Are you looking for us to set a date, or are you going to provide us language first?
The proposed language was in the packet in the memo. I can put it up on the screen as well.
That's okay. I'll check it out. Okay. So we have the language.
You have the language. I think we were hoping to set a public hearing for the first meeting in February.
Okay. Thank you.
And intending, by the way, in the interim to confer with all these folks to make sure that we're getting the language absolutely right and taking into account the suggestions that have already been given here tonight.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So at a public hearing, there will be a brief presentation. Of course, the language will be put out in our packets in advance, but we need to set the public hearing tonight in time to notice it, of course. So we were thinking of February 8th, and we'll be going into our calendar right after this. And I suppose that also gives you an opportunity to, I don't imagine a public hearing on this is going to draw hundreds of people, but you might want to make sure that the people who are impacted by it or, you know, whose wheelhouse it belongs within, a couple of them could come and speak. Councillor Wright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. You may have mentioned this before. So why did in MU3 it was permitted and now it's a special permit, but the other MUs are permitted?
You know, that's a very good question. That's how it is today. And we were proposing not to touch where it's special permit, where it's by right. Again, I think it's inconsequential here because that MU3 really is just Riverside. I'm also happy to make that by right in Mixed Use 3. I don't think it makes a big difference either way, just because they are under a special permit. for everything, and they did specifically request this use.
Okay, thank you.
Chair, you're muted.
Okay, I don't see any other hands up. Boy, if I hear that five more times, I mean, a dollar for every time I heard that statement, I'd be rich. Anyway, we do need to set a public hearing. Could I have a motion to agree that we are reasonably ready to set the public hearing? So moved by Councillor Crinsman. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Any abstentions? Okay, we have agreed to set a public hearing, and now I need a motion to hold the item.
Motion to hold.
Thank you. By Councillor Danberg, all in favor, please say aye.
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 Opposed? Aye. Abstentions? Thank you very much. And again, I want to thank the commission deeply for your proactive and practical attention to our ordinances. Please don't hesitate to do more of this.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right.
We're just very grateful to the staff and their expertise. Jen has been phenomenal. Deborah has been phenomenal. We feel really proud to work with them.
Terrific. Thank you for that. I feel very proud to work with them, too. That's a nice thing to say. thanks so much. We have only one other item before us, and it's a discussion item. So you're welcome to join us as we talk about our calendar, if you would like. But you're certainly welcome to bid us good evening. And at the very end of our packet, our very long packet, is a draft calendar that goes through loosely goes through June, goes through the month of June. And this is something that I and our Vice Chair Danberg worked with the planning department to put together, basically laying out numerous other items other than zoning redesign items that need attention, and to put together a calendar to show how much work we have to do in addition to zoning redesign, and that this will provide us with a framework for laying in the discussions we need to have about how we are going to proceed with zoning redesign, which we're going to focus deeply on in our next meeting, January 25th. But I'm not sure if it's Ms. Kyra or Mr. Lamel who is going to describe this calendar for us first. So or do you want me to just go through it?
I'll share it, and if you want to start going through it, I'm happy to help fill in.
Okay, why don't
do
I do
see
that?
It?
Yes, I do. I had another one up on my screen, so now I'm going to use yours. So can everybody see this?
Yep.
Are you awake?
Yes.
It's not that much longer, I promise. I know our earlier discussion was quite dense. Okay, so here we are on January 11th. By our next meeting, I understand from staff that, first of all, we're going to have an introductory discussion on the marijuana zoning amendment that we have to have. And this is really to stay current with state law. So we're just going to introduce that item next time. And we also have to hold a public hearing on the garage ordinance. So we're going to be getting that material a full week in advance of that meeting. So we will be getting it in next Friday's packet, the final recommended text.
And I believe the text is online now because it needed to be available for the public hearing as of the day of the public hearing noticing.
Oh.
You'll be getting the memo and the text together a week in advance. But if you wanted a preview,
yes,
it's online.
I don't, I personally, and I think it would be nice for the committee to get a link.
Sure, we can send that around.
It would be helpful.
Yeah, it went up today.
Thank you. I did not realize that. So in addition that evening, we are planning a follow-up discussion, perhaps. This is one of the two dates, and it might not work for the next meeting. There are two dates that Becky and I, Councillor Grossman and I, had posited for a follow-up conversation for Grace Church. Given what we have to discuss on zoning redesign in that same evening that we're hoping to discuss that same evening, I'm not sure that that's the best date, because what we would like to do on the zoning redesign matter is twofold. One is to begin a summary conversation on the work we did last year, using a revised draft of Article 3 that's annotated, so that there's much more that we did not resolve than that we did. That's probably an understatement. But that where we are on each one of the issues or metrics or items or whatever, the common sort of comments and questions we had will be in the margin, and we will have that to review as a starting point for putting that aside. So that might sound a little odd, a starting point for putting that to the side.
Which date are you talking about? That's just, I'm just...
The 25th of January. I'm still on the 25th. So what it's looking like for the 25th is we have the public hearing for the garage ordinance. We introduce only the marijuana zoning amendment that we need to take up to be current. And then we, on zoning redesign, we have the two things. The first I just said is to, we're going to work on sort of putting a placeholder in the work we've done so far before we can move on. And we will not conclude that discussion that evening, I'm pretty sure. And we're going to get a report on the community engagement that we undertook in December. With Navinus, the report will be an assimilation of all of the comments and questions and so forth that were received, and where we stand with all of that. What are the big messages that came out of that, and how does that? And we'll talk about just an open discussion. How does that help to direct how we ought to approach community engagement going forward? So. It'll be our first discussion in committee, given all of the information we have discussed to date about how we proceed from here. Then on the
8th.
Uh-oh. You froze.
Madam President.
We lost you, Madam President.
So I think Jen or Zach, why don't you take over?
I can take over. Thanks. Yeah. So on the 8th, we have allocated some time for follow-up discussion on the garage ordinance, if that's necessary.
Our discussion on the 8th? Oh. Yeah. Yes.
Zach.
Yes. I'm sorry. What did you say, Jen?
Oh, I said you're back. You were frozen for a bit.
Oh, I was? Okay. Yes. Where did I freeze?
I think you were just starting to talk about the 8th.
Okay, so on the 8th, sorry about that.
When did you freeze? You froze at the end of January 25th.
I got it. Okay, so I'm so sorry. I didn't see any freezing. All right, so on the 8th, we will have our public hearing and maybe even a vote on the R&D zoning amendment. We will have a follow-up discussion if we need it. On the garage ordinance, and we'll be with the planning board on that matter. maybe we can vote that night. Maybe we have to postpone the vote till the 22nd. We're just trying to leave a lot of leeway there in case we have to come back to the item. On the demo delay, our committee has completed, our working group has completed its work to the point where we have, again, an annotated draft, but it's quite detailed. The committee, the working group has agreed on most changes that we're proposing. There will be a couple of points where there was some disagreement in the working group, and we'll highlight those for the committee as we've done in the past. We are hoping that on the 8th, we can set up a public hearing for the 8th of March, because, you know, we can't just do that from one meeting to the next. We have to have an appropriate amount of time. And if we need to continue our discussion on that item on the 22nd, we're leaving some space there to do that. The 8th might be the better date to have a follow-up discussion with finance, unless we schedule a separate meeting for that. So that's something Becky and I will look at. This all brings us to the 8th of March. As you can tell, we may have some extra space, extra time on the 22nd of February. And then going forward, we may have some extra time. Let me just quickly say what some of the other items are that we have to take up that we're planning for March, April, May. There's a docket item that we're planning to have an introductory discussion on first meeting in April on the local preference, possibly amending the local preference in the inclusionary ordinance. We have the an expert from the Mass Housing Partnership and also the Newton Housing Partnership who are planning to come in and speak with us on the establishment of a housing trust. President Albright and I spoke with the woman from Mass Housing who has done this and is willing to come in and present to us the rudiments of the rules around establishing a trust and also how much authority the municipality has. And Newton Housing Partnership is also discussing this and would hopefully attend with us and then come in and talk about what we might do in the city of Newton. The stormwater ordinance, part one. We're hoping for an introductory discussion on the second meeting in March. This is something that the engineering department has been working on for quite some time, and most of the detail is within their ordinances. But in Chapter 30, we need to make some clear references to those requirements and also think about the stormwater rules and clarify them for the sake of the average petitioner. So Jennifer Steele has been working with Maria Rose in engineering and would come in and begin that conversation there. That same night, we may also talk about the topographic survey. Some of us are trying to make sure that this is a requirement for new construction and major renovation where it has not been, and it's caused some problems in the construction of a number of projects where sort of all of a sudden there's major grade changes and so forth that happen. And I'm not sure, but that may become an ordinance. We have a long way to go on that. I'm going to leave it at that for now. These are all the things we have sort of coming into our future. And then you can see there's a lot of blank space that we will begin to fill in at our next meeting, hopefully. How'd I do, Jen?
Perfect. Did it all.
You did great.
Okay.
Madam Chair.
Who's sleeping? I just... This wasn't intended to be a lengthy discussion. I just wanted folks to understand where we're, how we're trying to look at the time we have going forward. And so that you have this also for next meeting, when it hopefully will become a bit clearer about where we can pencil in some of the other work we have to do.
So I have a question.
Oh, sure. I think I don't see the participants. Did you hear? Oh, thank you. Councillor Baker and then Wright.
Okay. One piece of information. I'm part of the working group, as the chair has indicated, on demo delay. And my understanding is that there's going to be at least a conversation at the Historical Commission sometime
thank
soon.
You.
Isn't that correct?
Yes. Thank you for that. The end of June, they have this on their agenda. Andrew Lee from the Law Department will be joining them and he and Doug Cornelius will be presenting to the Newton Housing Partnership where we are.
I think you mean the end of January. Do you mean
I'm sorry?
I
think it's the end of June.
Oh, did I say the end of June? The end of January. I'm sorry. That would be a little late. June, January. Yes, the end of January. Good timing. They will then be prepared to testify if they choose to at the public hearing, or simply, you know, write to us what their opinion is.
And then the other question I have is, when this is the sort of the non-zoning redesign material, except for garage ordinance, and R&D is sort of a side piece that we just discussed. When will we get a calendar that looks like this, or will it be filled in? We have two different calendars. I'm just trying to figure out how to understand what's happening when.
Stormwater, by the way, is also a matter of zoning redesign, but although it's something we might be able to do within the current ordinance, along as we are with the garage ordinance. But this calendar is the template within which the idea is we would be able to use this. We see what other work we have to do, which is time sensitive, or simply in our the closer time frame. And so when we have our conversation in 2 weeks, and we talk about how to proceed substantively in Chapter 30. To meet some of our other goals and how we want to structure that work, we might be able to lay in some of those discussion items that we want to have. And by the way, there may be other things that the committee wants to put on the table here. For example, Councillor Wright wrote to me this morning about wanting to understand the housing choice bill, I'm sorry. Of course, it's premature at this point because it needs to become a viable rule, but we certainly can put something in here that where we can analyze the potential for something like that as well.
So let me just finish with the other part of my question is that when we look at, there's a part of the calendar that obviously ends, and because this is all done on one page, and I appreciate it being done on one page. It's really quite remarkable that you can do that. But what happens after June? And also, I hope as part of our zoning redesign discussion, we can have a conversation again about the question of form-based zoning, as opposed to, just sort of iterating what we've done, because I think there's still some really basic conceptual choices to make as where we go, whether in my case, for example, I still think FAR is worth retaining and fixing, but that's may not be widely shared. But anyway, I just want to put that out as I assume a conversation we can have next time when we're looking at that calendar. We'll have at least some preliminary guidance from you and the department as to what we're going to take up in the zoning conversation. Is that a fair summary?
Sure.
Okay. Thank you. But I would like to have at least to see what the meetings are and what you're thinking about, you know, as the year progresses, because time flies fast in this.
It does. And, you know, that's why we wanted to put this together first, because these are known quantities more so at the moment than how we're going to proceed through the rest of the ordinance. And we were depending upon some other work being done by the department to bring us, to sort of catalog and record where we are at this moment. You know, the work, what we have we accomplished, what are, have been our decision points, and where do we stand with them? We haven't made a lot of decisions, but we have covered a certain amount of ground, and we know what the questions and concerns have been. And we will then also have a summary of what we've heard from the public so far.
Okay. Thank you.
Sure. Councillor Wright.
Thank you, Madam Chair. I have three questions. I don't see the budget on the schedule at all. Is that going to conflict with some of the things that we're trying to do, or all the stuff that we're trying to do?
We will absolutely have to have a budget meeting, though that will have to be included in here. We will, as you may remember, we take up both the planning department budget and the inspectional services department budget and the CPC budget. So we generally do that on one night.
Okay. I also, and this is on the other calendar that we were talking about, which I suggested before, I'd like a 30-minute time slot for discussion of teardowns, and I have a bunch of different ideas to limit teardowns, even now or in the proposed zoning. So I'd like to have a time slot sometime in the future to discuss that.
Before I say, let's schedule that. Can I understand better what it is you have? Because maybe it fits within some of our various discussions, or maybe it's a concept that's
coherent unto itself. Any time, I'll have a slide. Here are some ideas on how to reduce teardowns. Let's do a discussion on each line item. You know, there's 6 or 8 different ways to do it.
I didn't mean right now. I meant, could we actually have a conversation, offline to understand, for me to understand and the planning department to understand what it is, where you're going with this in more detail.
Yeah.
Sure,
oh, yeah.
That'd be great.
And then the other thing is, it was kind of inferred, or at least I got the impression that, you know, a bunch of zoning was taken off the table and that we would do the Washington Street Vision Plan zoning for that. I have some concerns. There's 2 projects going into the Washington Street Vision Plan, which is taller than what's called out in the present zoning and the Washington Street Vision. And I just didn't know when the actual ordinance to follow up with the vision is going to be done.
I can try and respond.
Sure.
You know, I think how we've discussed that before is it gets folded into the zoning redesign work. So we take all of the work that was done for the vision plan, but also for draft zoning that was put out, but wasn't ever taken further. And we use that as part of zoning redesign, fitting that in along Washington Street. So probably looking at different parts of Washington Street at different times as part of different articles. Projects that are being proposed today along Washington Street are going to be asking for zones that exist in our current ordinance, but will be expected to be aligned with the vision plan generally. That's how we have been reviewing things at land use, typically along Washington Street, is using the principles from the vision plan. So I'm sure that will be part of any rezoning or special permit discussion at land use.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. So seeing no further hands up, and I'm sure people are tired. It's been a long night. I think we should say goodnight. Our next meeting is January 25th. And we'll see each other there for beginning with the public hearing on the garage ordinance.
Can we get that garage link as you suggested? That would be great.
Yes, I think it was agreed a moment ago that that will be sent to us tomorrow. How's that? Is tomorrow okay?
Tomorrow is plenty of time.
Okay.
I'm not going to deal with it tonight.
No, me neither. Okay. So, folks.
Move to adjourn.
Yes, thank you. I don't think we need to do this, but I think we're all in favor.
Aye.
Only once.
Okay. Good night, everybody. Thank you.
Thank you.
Good night.
Have a good night.
Thanks, David.